Good. My center. Okay, good morning. We are on Hilchos Megillah, Tav Resh Sadi. And we're going to start today with Seif Tet. Okay, if we get to the end, we will do a Purim Meshulash is over 3 days. So there's a halacha. It'll be 3 days in a row of halacha of Purim Meshulash. We'll see if we get there. Okay, for this year. So Tet. Haita ktuva targum o belashon acheres milashono sa'achum ha'akum. So if your Megillah is written in any language, whether it's Aramaic or any other language, Goyesh language, doesn't matter. Lo yatzai deicho vato bakriyata ela hamakir oto alashon bilvad. So you could be yotzei through it only the person who understands that language. Only a person who understands. So if you only understand English and the whole Megillah is written in the correct English and it's written in English and you can understand it and read it in English, you could be yotzei. Aval, but we'll see, that's not so practical. Aval, im hayta ktuba biktav ivri ukira aramit la'arami. But if you had a kosher Megillah, it's written in Hebrew. I mean, a kosher Megillah could be written in any language, you just said. But the normal Megillah that you're going to find from a kosher sofer is obviously going to only be in Hebrew. Now you read it and you know Aramaic and you read it to someone who only knows Aramaic. Or you, while you're reading it, you're reading, your brain and your eyes are reading the words in Hebrew, but you're verbally pronouncing every word in the translation into, let's say, English or Aramaic, depending, right, who you're reading it for or for yourself. Lo yatza. You're not yotzei because the language that it's written and the language that you're reading must be the same. Because if not, really what's going on? Shenimtza ze korei al peh. Really, that is the definition of reading by heart. Right? The kevan. Shelo yatza korei dechovato lo yatza hashomea mimeno. So the one who's reading is not going to be yotzei. And the one who's listening is also not going to be yotzei, right? If you're listening to someone else, you can only be yotzei if the person who is reading it correctly. And the one who's reading it, well, he's translating in his brain. So, and that has the din of korei al peh, by heart. Okay. Okay, let's see, where are we? Okay. The Bir Halacha is an interesting case. Again, it's not really Lamaisa, but he says if you are going to have a kosher Megillah written in a different language, so the Halacha of Mukafas Kavil does not apply to a non-Hebrew Megillah. Again, not really Lamaisa, but that just means Mukafas Kavil means the entire letter does not have to be surrounded by clean cloth. It could even go to the end. You could be writing till the end of the line and hit the end. Anyways. Haga. Now it doesn't matter what, you know, how it's written, if it's cursive, script, or, you know, whatever kind of block, however it's written, that doesn't matter. Okay. And of course, we all know the Minhag and Klal Yisrael is clearly that we only read it in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's only written in Lashon HaKodesh, which is Hebrew. And that's practically the Minhag, so that everybody could certainly be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Because otherwise, there's all kinds of issues and details and practicalities that doesn't work. In particular, let's read the next one, and you'll see. Yud. See if you're Mi sheyodea laz veyodea ashurit. What happens if the person reading, he knows both? He knows, let's say, English and he knows Hebrew. Eino yotzei belaz. It's impossible to be yotzei belaz. That was the takana of Chazal. If you know Hebrew, you must read it in Hebrew. Even if the Megillah is right, is all written in correct English, it's not going to work. V'yesh omrim sheyotzei. And some say, no, you are going to be yotzei. You could still be yotzei. That's a machloket. And stam v'yeshomrim. So clearly, we would paskin lechatchila with the stam. And that's essentially one of the main reasons why it's practically always needs to be written and read in Hebrew for the vast majority of situations, and so that everybody in the room can be Yotzei. Because otherwise, if one of the reader or anyone in the room understands Hebrew, then it's going to ruin it either for everyone in the room or for himself or herself. Now, so therefore, for example, I myself and most of us cannot even possibly be Yotzei in English because I know Hebrew. So assuming you hold Hebrew as Lashon HaKodesh, you won't get into that. That was a joke. Okay, and then what's just interesting to point out that when we, for someone who's going to read a Megillah that's written only in English and it's written in English and it's read in English or whatever language, so the poskim point out that the words Achashteranim b'nei haramachim, I'm not going to try and translate that for you because we don't know how to translate that. We can guess or do our best assumption of what the correct translation is, but Chazal say that we don't have a clear 100% correct translation, and so therefore those words, those three words, must be written in Lashon HaKodesh and read in Lashon HaKodesh, even if everything else is going to be written in English and everything else will be written, will be read in English. And then in that case, so that person who doesn't speak Hebrew would be, or doesn't understand Hebrew, would be able to be Yotzei in such a situation. Again, we're not usually doing this, but that would be how to write in English, an English Megillah. All right. Haga, v'im ktuba b'shnei lashonot, mishem evinim yatzu. And if it's written in two languages, then you would be Yotzei. That's assuming both people, the person who's reading and the person listening understands both languages. Let's say you want half the Megillah to be written in English and half to be written in Spanish. So then if you understand English and Spanish, then that would work. You'd be Yotzei. Now, lechatchila, the poskim say not to do it. It's a Megillah in two different languages. But Me'ikar Adin, you would be Yotzei. Assuming you don't understand, again, you don't understand Hebrew. Once you understand Hebrew, then that's already a big problem. Okay, let's go on. Yud Aleph. Now, this is just piggybacks on everything we just learned. Yesh limchot biyad akorim l'nashim ha-megillah b'lashan ha-laz. So already it was mentioned in the Rishonim that one should not read the Megillah for women. It was because women knew less Hebrew than the men. That's how it was formulated. So you shouldn't read the Megillah for them. Don't get an English Megillah and read it to them in English. Even though it's written in English. Now, technically, we learned that might be a kosher reading. But what's one of the main problems is often the reader who reads to them is going to know Hebrew. If the reader knows Hebrew, then we just learned the reader won't be Yotzei, and if he's not Yotzei, no one who's listening to him can be Yotzei. And so again, it just becomes a problem.
He reads earlier for himself.
No, that's okay, because he's Mechuyev B'davar. A person can read many times over in Hebrew, even though he already was Yotzei, because he's Mechuyev B'davar, and he's doing it for him. He's doing it correctly. He would be Yotzei.
So then could be Mo afterwards.
He could be Motzi 100 times. Yeah.
The women, I'm saying, the lot.
No, only in Hebrew.
Yotzei earlier.
Yeah, but he's a person who's not capable to be Yotzei. So he can't be Motzi. It's a puzzle reading. If he knows Hebrew, even if he's already been Yotzei, his reading is a puzzle reading if he understands Hebrew. Anyways, in general, it's a problem, and I have yet to find a kosher Megillah in English anyway. Never seen one. Okay. By the way, just to point out, it seems, through the eyes of Chazal, Rishonim, and Poskim, it seems to be that Chazal, when they made this takana, that it could be written and read in any language, it was a halacha, lo lamaisa. Chazal, I don't believe, really had this in mind. It was just in order to be more pirsum hanes, because the story was written about letters going out in all languages for everyone. So they thought it would be a proper and, I don't want to use the word amusing, but a proper way to be mefarnes the nes in the halacha. Maybe they had a mind for unusual medinas and unusual circumstances where nobody knew any Hebrew. I don't know. But, okay. Yud bet. Kera'a mitnamnim. Ho'yavolo nirdam b'sheina yatsa. Person who's dozing, in other words, you can call his name and he'll answer you, but he can't really think of a savara. He's not all there. He's a little bit there. You know, he can tell you his name, maybe he can tell you a number, but he's not holding to start giving svaras. Such a person, but he still has to be awake enough to know that he's doing a mitzvah, because mitzvah is tzrichos kavana. So in such a case, since he's not asleep, if he read the Megillah like that, he's yotzei. Aval im shema'a mitnatnim, but if he heard it from, if the person listening, you go to shul and you're tired, you're listening, and you're mitnatnim, lo yatza, you're not yotzei. Now technically you would be yotzei, but we assume for sure, if you're dozing off like this, you're going to be missing it's a 30-minute reading, 20-minute reading. For sure, you're going to be missing some of the words. So that's why we say lo yatza, because it's like a vada. You're not going to hear every word. So if you're really tired, my best recommendation would be just to stand up, splash your face. As far as drinking a cup of coffee, I don't know. For some people, coffee doesn't even help, and you might end up having to leave to go to the bathroom. So anyway, you might be fasting anyway. Okay, next halacha. Now we just point out over here, he points out a couple times in this siman, Mishneh Berurah and others, that we know that here, you know what, let's read, I'll say it when we read the next couple halachas. You know, I'll just say it now because I don't want to forget, that when a person has a mind to be motzi someone else to do the mitzvah, we spoke about it yesterday, we'll mention it again, and the person listening, you only have to actively think about it before you start. And then you can just go on autopilot from then on. You don't have to be thinking as you're saying Kiddush during the Shabbos, as you're davening, as you're doing the whole Megillah, constantly thinking you're having someone to be motzi, just as long as you're in the beginning. And that's why also by misnamnim, how much kavana can a person have? So, okay. But anyways, that's what's needed. Just at the beginning. Yud Gimel. Haya kotva, person's writing the Megillah. Shekare pasuk v'megillah, shehu ma'atik imenu. So you're writing one Megillah from another. And because in order to write a Megillah, you have to copy from another one. And as you're writing, you're saying each pasuk out loud. Now we're assuming you're reading it, when you repeat it, you read it correctly. Because there's two ways to read it. You can read it the way it's written and the way it's read. So you have to make sure that you're reading it at least once the way it's read in order to be yotzei. So, im kiven libo latzet yidei chovato, if you read it correctly, again, you can read it twice, one correct, one correct. One according to the way it's written, one according to the way it's read. But as long as you're reading it the correct way and you have a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah, not just to be writing a Megillah, so here he is, right? So then, v'hu shetehik tuva kula lefana v'megillah shu ma'atik mimena. And, in other words, we're assuming you're copying it from a kosher Megillah, not just a manuscript or just a printed book. It has to be a kosher Megillah. You're copying it from it. V'chein imhaya magia, and so too if you are, or if you're correcting a Megillah, same thing. Right? You're using two Megillahs. You're reading from one as you're correcting the other one to compare, and you're reading it out loud correctly. So if you have kavana, you're yotzei. V'chein imhaya dorsha. So too, if you're a doresh, you read a pasuk from the Megillah kosher. You read it out loud to be yotzei the mitzvah, and then you give a couple minute drash on each pasuk, or 30-second drash on each pasuk. Shakori pasuk v'megillah shleima v'dorsho. Because in the end, because what are you doing? Essentially, you are reading from an entire kosher Megillah, right? That's the case that we're talking about. And then you're reading the entire Megillah. Obviously, it's going to take you longer than 20, 30 minutes if you're giving a little drash. In kivein libo latzeit yidei chovato yatza. If you had a mind to be yotzei the mitzvah as you're giving the shir, then you're yotzei. Velo yafsik ba b'yenim acherim kishidorsha. But you shouldn't... If you're going to be Doresh, that's fine. But make it a short drash regarding the halachas of Purim or the story of Purim, the Nes of Purim. But she'asro lahafsik ba b'nyanim acherim. Don't get too fancy and show off how brilliant you are and now start going on tangents all over Shas and other ideas that are not directly related to the Megillah. That's already that's inappropriate to be doing while you're doing the mitzvah. Okay. Yudalit. Hakariat and Megillat Tzarech Shechavin Lehotzi Hashumeya Vitzarech Shechavin Hashumeya Latzit. So here we said this a couple of times. A person needs to, the reader has to have everybody in mind that he's motzi them, and that all the listeners for themselves have to be have kavana that they're being yotze mitzvah strichas kavana, and to be motzi someone else, you also have to have that kavana to be motzi other people. And even bedi eved, if a person did the mitzvahs for someone else or said it for someone else that they were listening and did not have them in mind, even bedi eved, they're not yotze. Okay, so normally we would assume that the best is to actively have this in mind, but many times by mistake we don't. It's assumed the person is. It's obvious that the person is having other people in mind, but in cases where it's not clear, then the mitzvah does need to be repeated. Okay. And if even one word is missed from the listener, just like the reader, also they are not yotzei. Right? We mentioned a few, you know, as long as it's less than 50%, obviously words can be made up on from a chumash as long as it's in order. Okay, that was yesterday's year.
To fill in.
Not fill in lemafreya retroactively. Where you missed, you have to go back and then continue from then on. But yeah, that was yesterday. Okay. Now, this is along the lines of what we just said. If the Shaliach Tzibur mistama daito akol hashomim, afilu heim achorei beit hakneset. Now the Shaliach Tzibur, he's standing up at the bima. Of course he knows he's being motzi everybody else. And mistama, that's his das, just like the father or the man who gets up and says Kiddush. And so therefore, really, mikar adin, they are yotze, but it's always better to have even active kavana what you're doing. Right, and even a chazan who's in the shul and the windows are open and people can hear outside the shul, the people outside the shul can also be yotze, because the shaliach tzibur has in mind for everybody, not unless he specifically excludes people outside the shul. That would be a wrong thing to do, but he has stam kavana for everybody, and that everybody includes people out of the shul. So the people outside the shul can be yotze if they themselves have in mind to be yotze. You know, if they're just walking by and they hear someone reading the Megillah and they really have no kavana, so then that they won't be yotze. Okay. Now, really, this could be, we're going to continue reading. Really, it could be another se'if, but it's not. The new topic. Ein medaktikin b'tayotea. So, this is from the Gemara, that one does not have to be medaktik on the exact pronunciation. And that is the clear opinion of the Tur and the Rosh, based in Yerushalmi, that even if there are some small mistakes on the pronunciation, even if it changes the meaning a little bit, you're still going to be yotze. For example, a person read, it's supposed to be Yoshev, and he read Yashav. You are yotze. We just read. Ein medaktikin b'tayotea. We're not medaktik. Obviously, lachadchila.
The first beat.
That's right. We're in the first opinion so far. This is the opinion of the Tur Rosh. And the Ikar opinion, certainly it would seem according to the Shulchan Aruch and probably according to everybody on a bedi'evid level. So, your yotze, so normally we would correct him if he goes from Yashav instead of Yoshev, but if we didn't, you would be according to the first opinion, you're yotze. And okay, or another example is nofel to nafal. Okay, but the Yesh Omrim opinion, that's Archos Chaim in the Ran, davka b'ta'ut shehalashen ve'inyan echad. Only if the mistake really doesn't make a difference at all, you know, even from past tense to future tense, there's no difference at all, then that's the only time you're yotze. Otherwise, you're supposed to go back and reread. The story in the Gemara, when there are two students, and chad kare Yehudim, chad kare Yehudiyim. The difference was Yehudim and Yehudiyim, and both of them mean Jews. Obviously, one is the more correct way to read it than the other. V'lohadar chad minayu, and they did not have to go back and read it. No one corrected them, and they just let it go. So on a mistake like that, you can keep quiet. You don't have to start hawking and bothering the shliach tzibor and slowing down the kriya. You can keep reading. Aval ta'ut acher, but a bigger mistake like yoshev to yashav, you're not yotze and you have to go back. And that is the lechatchila, that is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, to go back. Okay. Tedvav. Tzarech lomar aseret b'nei aman v'aseret v'aseret. So we know the v'aseret hakol b'neshima achas. So the din in the Gemara is we want to say all the sons of Haman, all the 10 names, including the word aseret, in one breath. Why? Lehodia shekulam nergu v'nitlu ke'achad. To know that they were all, it's part of Pirsumei Nisa, that they were all, and to share the story in Akara Setov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they were all killed and hung at the same time on the one pole, one on top of the other. Haga, v'davka lechatchila. Now this is only lechatchila. Aval b'diavad, im hivsik b'neim yatza. If you took a breath between every word, every name, you would still be yotze. It's just a din lechatchila in the Gemara. Ulechatchila, and then there's a minhag that's after the Gemara. It's not a ikar halacha. It's a minhag that many of us keep if we're able to. Lomar b'neshim achas mitechilat 500 ish ve'et parshandasa v'chulei ad aseret. You start the one breath from not just the names themselves, but from where it starts saying Chamesh Me'ot Ish, right before. To show, this emphasizes that these 10 B'nei Aman were Sarim, were ministers in charge of the 500 men that were killed. So that's, because it's all Shayach to the same thing. Okay, Yud Zayin. No, Ted Zayin. Sarich Shemar Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai Arur Azeresh Uberucha Esther Arurim Kol Ovde Yelilim Beruchim Kol Yisrael V'Tzarich Shemar V'Gam Harvona Zachur Latov. So we must say this in order to remember the Nais and have proper Akaras Latov.
Is that the Sephardic minhag also to say Arurim?
Yeah, at the end.
You have that?
Yeah, but not the whole Shoshanas Yaakov necessarily. But
the Sephardim, the Ashkenazim don't have that phrase. Avurim kol
ovdei. You know what? I have to double check on the Nesach. Okay. Yud Zayin. Minan kol Yisrael shakori kori ufashet kigeret laharot haneisuk sheyigmar chozer v'korcha kula umevarech. So the Minan of all Klai Yisrael, this is for the Shiliach Tzibor, not a... doesn't apply necessarily for a person who reads it in private. Of course you could, but as you're reading it, you keep unfolding it, and you're not re-rolling it as you read it, but you allow it to, have a few columns fold on each other. The scroll just keeps folding on each other as opposed to re-rolling it, and that is to show that it's like a letter, to remind us of, again, part of the whole story. And then before you say the last bracha at the end, then you quickly roll it all up because it's a ganai to let it just sit like that. So you want to roll it up right away, proper kavod, and then we finish with the bracha right afterwards. And the post can just point out, just be careful when you're doing this, when you're letting it just fold on each other over and over and over again, it doesn't hang off the table, it doesn't rest on the floor, and it should be just be bekavadik, just folded one on top of the other until the reading is finished, then we roll it up. Okay, now for the famous minhag we're all familiar with, and the Haggah reads, Yeshakatvu shenoagim lomar arba psukim shel geula bekol ram. There's four psukim that talk about the geula, and it's also to show us simcha, so we say it out loud. And it's the psukim they're all familiar with. Dahinu ish Yehudi v'gomer u'mordechai yatza le'yehudim hayta ora ki mordechai ha'yehudi v'chule. And Mishnah Berurah points out that there's also a minhag to say loud the pasuk in the first pasuk in Perek Vav belayla ha'hu nadida v'chule. And we mentioned already that some actually repeat, say the kahal also says that as the fifth pasuk out loud. Okay, v'chein nohagim b'medinos elu, and that's how the Ramah concludes, and that is the minhag. V'achazan chozer v'koreotan, and the chazan waits till they're finished, and then rereads them out loud from the kosher Megillah. Od katfu shenagu atinakot let surat surat haman al eitzim ve'avanim. There's a minhag that kids, they engrave or write on stone or wood a picture of Haman, or lichtov shem Haman aleim, or you write the name on it, and then you bring it to Shul. So when you read the Megillah and you mention his name, la'akot an zeh al zeh, and you rub them against each other, kadei shi'imachesh shmo al derech machol timcha et zercher amalek, and you try and rub away as you rub it on each other. I don't know. Maybe I'll bring a block of wood this year, write his name, and bring some sandpaper. And from here we have the famous minhag where everyone makes a lot of noise. And there's different mixed opinions in the poskim, if it's a good minhag or not a good minhag, because it's a little disturbing. But most kehilas it's done either for all of Haman or some of Haman. And okay.
Last part, I think you're going the first and the last.
I don't know. I think it depends on the show. I've seen both. I don't know. And fine. Bir Halacha has an interesting topic. Again, you can look it up. Which minhagim might be a little bit not so good. Should you keep the minha going or not? Interesting topic. Here, the Rama writes, "V'ein levatel shum minhag o lil ogalav." One should never stop, discontinue, or make fun of any minhag in Klal Yisrael, kilo lechinam hukvu, because even if you don't love it, it's not for no reason it wasn't established. So again, that'll be, of course, a matter of debate. Each minhag for what it is. All right, we'll save the last one for tomorrow, I think.